This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now.
That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god. Play the podcast, please.
Joining us now live in the studio.
Live in the studio.
Charity Works.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you going?
So well.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
It's coming up.
It's on Thursday. In the home stretch towards Love Day.
We're trying to pimp me out for the day on 0427JOY949. Pimp me out.
I love it.
Now, Charity, you're part of the Glitter Show, the Glitter Bomb Show. Glitter Bomb Comedy Show. Did I get it right, Dean?
Glitter Bomb Comedy. It's all happening.
Glitter Bomb Comedy.
So Glitter Bomb is our new monthly spectacular. It is an absolute comedy extravaganza. Uh-huh. We started in November last year as a trial show at the Toff in the city. Mm-hmm. And it's a hosted night by yours truly. And we get some amazing headline comedy acts and some up-and-comers, and we really put a focus on female performers, gender-diverse performers, and mixing up the sort of stereotypical comedy rooms that don't tend to have as much diversity as we would like.
So you had a trial, and now, like, you run the building.
Pretty much, yeah. You could say that.
I'm on the Toff.
Yeah, so they've given us the go-ahead, and we had our January show last month, and then on Feb 17th, this Sunday, we've got our Feb show, and then from then on, we're doing a show once a month at the Toff, and we've got some incredible performers coming up, and it's going to be a blast.
You got a great lineup for this February show. Like I said, Sunday. This Sunday. It's February.
Oh yeah, we've got a fantastic show.
Can I rattle them off?
Yeah, go for it.
Geraldine Hickey, funny.
Love the Hickey.
Josh Earl, funny. Emma Holt, they're all funny. Scott Boxer, we know them. They're funny. Mm-hmm.
We had Lou Wall the other day as well.
We did, funny.
Wall in. My mate Gumsy.
Funny.
She's coming in. Ellie, big fan of Ellie Landon.
So funny.
He's a lovely, lovely lad. And Elise as well. Oh, she's doing some really interesting, real funny kind of character stuff.
Plus, we have a super secret TV and radio star guest coming along, which we can't name for confidentiality reasons.
No, I'm not invited, everyone can eat my bag.
Oh, she's invited to pass out drinks, but, you know.
To pass out drunk.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome. But there's a good thing about doing, I think, a room once a month as well, because you can really get that that build up on social media and have it's not too much stress as well, like having every week or even just twice a week is a lot, but you're just going bang every month. Glitter Bomb, where are you? Do it.
Absolutely. And you know, we're on at 6:30 as well on a Sunday, so you know, you can be in and out and you know, still be home in time to get a good nap and be up on Monday morning, so no excuses not to be there.
Let's get to know Charity Work. Let's get to know a little bit about you, Charity.
Yes.
So what sort of charity do you do?
I do a lot of self-focused charity. I like to say at my shows that all proceeds go to charity. I am a stand-up comedian and a drag queen. In that order. And I found, as a stand-up who happens to be in drag, that it can be a bit hard for me to get sort of main stage gigs and to be taken seriously as a stand-up. And for the past year, I've been sort of trying my hand at the comedy rooms and that sort of stuff, and it's been a fantastic journey. But I really wanted to try, with my friends Rose and Catherine, to put together a whole new show that really sort of like changes the game about what a comedy night can be. So I host it, and I host and we sing, and we have a lot of music and sketch acts and that sort of stuff. So we're really kind of, you know, mixing things up, making it a brighter, sparklier affair.
It's funny, certainly with drag queens, I know growing up, and I'm a little bit older than some, but drag queens with the lip sync, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And now with, you know, Lady Bunny and Bianca Del Rio and others, stand up in drag is kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Well, Lady Bunny's been a thing for many years.
I think drag queens have always been stand ups. I think people sort of needed to catch up on realizing that, you know, it takes a lot of balls to stand up in front of a room and, you know, command an audience. And it's natural, I think, that some of these people would be good at comedy. And so I'm just hoping to sort of be seen as the stand-up that I want to be and put on great shows with awesome lineups.
And great charity work.
Absolutely.
Do you have any favourites, inside scoop, favourite performers? Because you had Celia on the other week.
Yeah, Celia Piccola.
Need name dropping again.
Yes, my good mate Celia.
I believe
Celia.
It's her birthday today.
It is.
It is. Yes. Happy birthday, Seals.
Happy birthday. A nice shout out on Joy. We had Celia last month and we had a secret drop-in from Luke McGregor. So we had the whole Rosehaven duo, which was fantastic.
They are a power couple.
They are. They insisted on separate dressing rooms. They don't get along. It's really, it's all an act. It's all an act.
Media.
So that's my little hot tip for today. The scoop.
You heard it here.
That scoop. Sounds delightful.
That's the tea. Was that the shade?
It's a bit of both.
So how can people find out more about
Comedy Show?
Well, to find out about Glitterbomb, follow us on Facebook, on Insta. You can check us out at Glitterbomb Melb is our handle. Perfect. I think is what the young people say, handle.
Handle.
You can also follow me, Charity Work, on Instagram and Facebook.
And work is W-E-R-K.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. The only way to work. Follow us and find out about our upcoming shows. They're going to be great.
So Sunday, February the 17th at the Toff of the Town.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Charity Work.
Thanks for having me, guys. See ya.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.